Okay, welcome to our pre-show today on the 4th of July. It's going to be kind of a short show, but we're going to bring on William Heiser. And William Heiser is a guy who goes around the country every 4th of July and gives talks on the greatness of the 4th of July. But he's getting on in years, and he's living over here in bungalows. He's in a retirement village that's located on some cliffs over here over the ocean. And he's in a bungalow, and Mrs. Grayburn?
I don't know her name, but she...
So she came over with him. And he's going to be talking. This is our pre-show. You know what? I'm going to lead into the show with this.
Yeah, I think you got to lead in because just him coming on is pretty weird.
Now, is this pre-recorded?
It is pre-recorded, yes.
Okay, are you guys having a good 4th? I hope. My throat is blown out, man. One of the things I did, I had an audition, and I don't know if you know this, and I don't want to talk like I'm hot shit or anything, but this auditions now, if you're going to do a TV show or something, auditions now. Let me turn this. I'm going to turn the air on, so it's going to be noisy. There it is. You do them on camera. You do them on your phone, and then you upload them to a site, and casting directors look at them that way. It used to be you would go into the office, and you would do your audition live for people sitting there in the office. But you don't do that anymore. That's because of... it was because of COVID. Now it's more convenient, I think, for people. But anyway, I did this. I did like 4 different versions, and I uploaded... one of them, but it blew my fucking throat out, man. Because this thing is like 3 pages, and it was just a... Anyway, that and what did we have?
Yeah, what did you have to eat, Mr. Henry?
I had 2 salads today and a bunch of apples. There you go. That's how exciting my life is. Because, you know, I'm kind of watching my weight. And here's what I do. I don't... When I eat a salad, I go and get those individual chopped salad bags, okay? Then I throw away the dressing and all that shit, and I just use the chopped up lettuce part, and I combine them all. I mix and match them, and then I use, for my salad dressing, I use balsamic vinegar and olive oil, and I, I season it with garlic powder, with Mrs. Dash table, the table stuff that Mrs. Dash has, also the Mrs. Dash... lemon kind of salt. It's not salt, but it's a lemon seasoning. And the garlic powder. Garlic powder, man, rocks. It's the best, okay? It's not garlic salt, so it's not sodium, so you're not getting all that shit. And it's just like, it's great. And you get big-ass canisters of this shit. So that's what I put on the lettuce. Then I put on the balsamic vinegar. I put on my olive oil. And then I put on, I cut up one avocado. So I'll have an avocado on top of it. That's about all the calories there are in that thing, man. Everything else is like 0 calories. The avocado's got a lot of calories, man, like 300, 3.5 for even a medium-sized avocado. So I have that. Like I love that salad so goddamn much. I eat a couple of those every day. Then I eat for fiber. Then I'll have some vegetables, man. Like, you know, you can get frozen vegetables. You can get this thing called a California mix, which is, it's got no corn in it. It's got like just... cauliflower and broccoli and green beans and I forget what else is in this, but it doesn't have any like really heavy in calorie carbohydrate shit, so that corn is what really lays the calories in there. So I'll have that, and then for like protein I have those Morningstar bean burgers now, man. I'm almost I was almost as tired. I talked to Jackie about it. She's back from Germany, that poor kid. But let me just close out with this whole rap about food. I have that, and then I have those Morningstar. I'm almost completely off of meat now. I do not eat meat. And it's a moral choice. It's got nothing to do with my, what's good for you. It has to do with the way these animals have been treated. And, I can't take it anymore, man. I don't eat that shit. Okay, so fuck off with bacon and all that other shit. I don't eat it. And I don't eat hamburgers, you know, and I eat these veggie burgers. So Jackie is back from Germany. I talked to her yesterday. I knew that she was back, and I knew that she had left Germany. Her and Ryan and Stassi left Germany. I don't know when the fuck they left, but they left, you know, and I knew it was a long-ass plane ride. It's going to be 9 hours. They're leaving from Hamburg. They went to Frankfurt, and then from Frankfurt to Miami. And so I was kind of keeping track of the flight, and I knew when they'd landed, I knew they were in, and I just flashed a couple of, you know, texts to her. I said, you must be really fucking beat. She called me last night about 10 my time. That would be like 1 o'clock her time, and she thought she was still awake and walking around the house at 1 o'clock. I went to talk to her today. I said, no, you called me from bed, man. You were like in bed. She goes, I must have been really out of it. I said, how you doing? She was really fucking exhausted. And the thing of it is, on the plane ride back from Germany, apparently she was on Condor Air. And apparently the onboard food is like phenomenal, man. It's like, but it's all German, carbohydrate heavy. She said it was just like potatoes and stuff, you know, and they had a lot of pasta. She said the food was fucking phenomenal, but goddamn, you know, they're like waddling off the plane. And then when they got over to Stassi's house, her mom had made spaghetti. So they were really, they were so in need of some regular protein that they stopped off at Wendy's and her and Ryan driving back home, they stopped off at Wendy's and got a couple of burgers. But she got home, she called me. We talked again today, and I said, look, you know, get some sleep, man. You know, because, you know, fucking traveling international, man, kicks your ass. The time change is fucked up. You can't sleep on the fucking plane. People that can sleep on a plane, well, I haven't met one yet. I know people that claim they can, but I don't believe them. All right, that's it. That's all. Let's do it, man.